Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that Krishna samsar kara sani anacha. He advised that everyone can be engaged in family life or worldly life. Simply one has to give up bad habits. That's all. It is not negation. It is positive understanding. Simply negativating the material existence like hard philosophy or impersonal philosophy is no good. We must have a positive platform. Without positive platform, simply giving up something bad is no good. If I have no destination, positive destination, simply by giving up the present condition has no value. The Mahabharata philosophy, there are two kinds of Mahabharata philosophy. One kind of Mahabharata philosophy is called voidism. Void is the origin of everything. And another Mahabharata philosophy is impersonal. The Buddhist philosophy, they advocate voidism. That this material existence is combination of matter, and if we dismantle the matter, then again it becomes void. Just like a house, construction of house, it is combination of matter. You bring some iron, bring some wood, bring some stone, bring some cement, some bricks, some earth, so many things you bring together, and it is a big house. But when you separate these bricks, this iron, the wood, and the cement and everything, so it becomes void. This philosophy is advocated by the voidists. Their theory is that the material miseries are due to combination of this matter. Our body is certainly combination of matter. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, and still subtler, mind, intelligence, ego. These are all material things. So they are somehow or other, they are combined. The body says that separate. So there will be no more feeling of happiness or distress. The other philosopher, impersonalist, they say that Brahma Satta Jagan Mithya. This material combination is false. Behind this material combination, there is spirit. That is also a fact. Because matter grows on the platform of spirit. Just like this child is growing. Why? Because the spirit soul is there. If a dead child is born, it will not go. It will stop growing. If you keep a dead child in a very nice place by chemical preservative, it will not grow because the spirit is not there. Therefore, it is a proof that matter grows on the basis of spirit. But the impersonal is saying that spirit is impersonal. There is no form. It is formless. But we say, no. The spirit is fat and the spirit has form. If the spirit has no form, then how the matter grows formally? Just like your body has got form, therefore your fat and coat takes a form. If your body is round, the coat or fat is round. If your body has got hands and legs, then the coat has also hands and legs. So this external material body is compared with fat and coat. So unless the original spiritual body is there, how the body grows? So the impersonalist cannot answer this. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, it is plainly explained, Vasaṁsi jinnāni jathā vihāya, navāni vasrāni jathā aparāni. Just like we give up our old dress and accept a new dress, similarly, this body, when it is old enough, we give it up and accept another body, just like this child has accepted. We are also child, then body changes, and when it is too much old, then the spirit soul gives it up, accepts another. So the spirit soul has power, but it is so small that this materialist cannot estimate what is the length and breadth. That is material science. They can estimate via media. They cannot estimate the smallest and they cannot estimate the greatest. They cannot make any measurement of the outer space, nor they can make any measurement of the minute particles of spirit soul. But there is measurement that is stated in Vedic literature that 1/10,000 portion of the upper tip of your ear is the measurement of the soul. But they have no instrument, they cannot measure, therefore out of frustration they say it is formless. But there is form. Just like they say that a point has no length and breadth. That is nonsense. Point has length and breadth. But you have no measuring instrument. That's all. Similarly, the impersonalists, they cannot measure the great and the small. The difference is, he is great, we are small. He is infinite, and we are infinitesimal. Otherwise, qualitatively, we are one. Just like a drop of sea water and the vast mass of sea water, they are qualitatively one. But quantitatively, there is no comparison between the vast mass of sea water and the drop of sea water. So this Krishna consciousness process is that we accept our position as drop in comparison with the infinite. We are small. God is great. And we are small. So our position is to serve the great. That is natural. Anywhere you find the smaller is serving the greater. And because God is great, is greater than anything else, asamartha, there is nothing greater than God or nothing equal to God. Therefore, everyone is smaller than God and his constitutional position is to serve God. That is Krishna consciousness. That is our constitutional position. So, we are negativizing the false existence, but we are trying to enter into the real existence. Now, when I see the boys and girls with their children are dancing in Hare Krishna, I am so glad to see how they are entering into the reality. Real life. And when you come to the reality, when you are not in the false thing, then you become healthy. To become healthy, what is the meaning of healthy? When you are free from disease condition. It does not mean that because you are diseased, and therefore you have got form. And when you will be free from disease, you will be formless. But this is nonsense. Why shall I be formless? I shall keep my form, but in healthy condition. That is healthy life. To become formless is not, that is negation. That is an opposite idea. Because I have got this form, I am feeling pain and pleasure, so let me make it formless. This is a materialistic opposite idea. This is not fact. The fact is that you keep your form, but be in healthy life. Mukti hitya anatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. This is called mukti, liberation. So everyone is acting under the spell of maya. Everyone is dancing as maya is impelling. Now we have to dance as Krishna is impelling. That's the dancing will continue. Somebody is dancing in the ballroom and somebody is dancing in this temple. So, but there is vast difference of this dance. Vast difference. That is false platform, this is real platform. So this is Krishna consciousness movement. So we are inviting everyone to come and dance with us and feel transcendental pleasure. That is our program. It is not very difficult. The child can dance also. They can also clap. It is so nice. But that dancing is real dancing. And by that dancing, you make advancement in your spiritual life. the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's statement, Krishna Sansar Karos Hariyamas. Anachar means give up your bad habits. We are also eating. We are also sleeping. We have got also children. We have got family. But there is no bad habits. That is the difference. All spiritual. So this is the life of Krishna consciousness. So anyone who takes to it, he becomes happy. Perpetual. Eternal. And he is seeking after eternal happiness. And here is the program. We are inviting everyone. Thank you.